I'm privileged to speak all over the world with many groups. Including Catholics. This is the confessional. And the man says in the confessional, Father, I have sinned. The priest is looking at Facebook. And he says, I already know. Technology's effect on our intimacy with God. We're going to talk about this as well as digital addiction. A little bit more about myself before we get started. This is my gorgeous wife, Beth.
Beth.
We come from the state of Virginia in the U.S. We live in the Shenandoah Valley. Right in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains. But I am honored to be here with you. You are my family. And I love you. Amen. As I said, I'm privileged to speak all over the world. One of my passions is to be with students. I am in schools all over the world. Many different countries. And no matter where I go, every culture is struggling with technology addiction. And when I go here, I represent the King of Kings, and his name is Jesus. As was mentioned, I'm very privileged to be part of UNISA. It has opened many doors in South Africa, Namibia, and other countries. And there are some very godly people at UNISA. I have written, three books. And we're going to talk today about this book, Digital Cocaine.
Manje namuhla sizokhuluma ngalencwadi ekuthiwa Digital Cocaine eveza ubungozi betechnology empilweni yomuntu.
I would like to describe the cover for you.
Manje ngithanda ukuthi nginichazele lokho enikubona ngaphandle lesi sithombe enisibonayo.
This is a 13-year-old boy.
Manje lo umfana oneminyaka engama eneshumi nantathu.
And he is snorting what appears to be cocaine.
Manje uyabhema lokhu okubonakala ngathi kuyicocaine
from his iPhone.
Kodwa ukwenza lokho ku cellphone yakhe.
But when you look more closely,
kodwa uma ubukisisa kahle,
those are zeros and ones.
Ngama numbers la o zero na o one.
The cover comes from neuroscience, brain science.
Manje kusho ukuthi lesi sithombe sivela kulesi sifunde kuthiwa esifundisa ngengqondo.
When you look at the brain scans of cocaine addicts,
uma ubuka ingqondo yabantu abaqhilazwe lesi sidakamizwe ekuthiwa icocaine,
and you look at the brain scans of screen or technology addicts,
ubuke nengqondo yabantu abaqhilazwe ukubuka izscreens ama computer nama cellphone,
those brain scans are nearly identical.
Ubuka uthola ukuthi ingqondo yabecishe ifane uma ubuka izithombe sengqondo yabo.
I will show those to you today.
Ngizonibonisa lezo sithombe namuhla.
There's also a DVD available.
Ukhona DVD ekhona esinayo.
All of these are available here today as well as in Kum Books throughout South Africa.
Manje lokhu kukhona namuhla ungakuthenga la futhi kuyatholakala nase Kum Books konke lama bookshop la eNingizimu Afrika.
I want to talk about removing the wall in our brains.
Manje ngifuna ukukhuluma ngendaba yokuthi sisuse udonga engqondweni yethu.
Whenever we become addicted to something,
uma umuntu egqilazwe kokuthize,
the brain builds up resistance.
Ingqondo yamelana nalokho.
And as the resistance grows in the brain,
uma ingqondo imelana kakhulu nalokho,
we have to do more and more of the activity to continue to feel the stimulation. That wall is known as resistance.
Manje lolo donga kuthiwa ludonga lokumelana.
Let's look at this from a scriptural Bible perspective. This is a conference about revival.
Manje logo go conference eqondene nemvuselelo.
This is one of my favorite verses on revival.
Manje lelivesi livesi engilithanda amaqondana nemvuselelo.
Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
Ngathi yezenze sahluko sesithathu verse 19.
Repent.
Kuthiwa phendukani.
In neuroscience we have a word for repent.
Manje kulezi sifundo zengqondo sinegama elichaza ukuphenduka.
It's called detox.
Kuthiwa logo i-detox kusho ukuthi ukhiphe lento ekulimazayo emzimbeni.
Repent therefore and be converted.
Ngalokhu phendukani niguquke ukuba kuhlangululwe izono zenu.
That your sins may be blotted out.
Kuhlangululwe izono zenu.
So that
ukuze
times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Ufike izikhathi zokuhlunyelelwa ezivela ebusweni benkosi.
Do you love the presence of the Lord?
Nakuthanda na ukuba khona benkosi.
Do you love to sense the presence of God as you read His word?
Nakuthanda na ukuzwa uNkulunkulu ekanye na uma ufunda izwi lakhe.
Whenever we become addicted to anything,
uma umuntu egqilazwa noba kuyiphi into,
we only feel the presence of what we are addicted to.
Kusho ukuthi uzwa ubukhona baleyo nto egqilazile.
God's presence goes from away from us when we are addicted to something.
Kusho ukuthi ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu uma sigqilazwe zezinye izinto buyasuka kithi.
And this is what technology has also done to the body of Christ around the world.
Yenye yezinto ezenziwe yitechnology kumzimba kaKristu emhlabeni wonkana.
And yet God is not against technology.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu akamelananga netechnology.
Only certain parts of technology.
Kodwa ezinye izinto ezenziwa yitechnology.
God says in 1 Corinthians 6:12.
Encwadini yokuqala baseKorinti sahloko sesithupha verse 12.
Everything is permissible for me.
Kuthiwa khona konke kuvunyelwe kimi.
I am using a tablet to present to you.
Kusho ukuthi ngisebenzisa manje le computer kuthiwa i-tablet ukuthi nginibonise lokho.
It is permissible.
Kuvumelekile lokho.
But not everything is beneficial.
Kepha akusizi konke.
Everything is permissible for me.
Konke kuvunyelwe kimi.
But God says,
kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi,
we cannot be a slave to it.
Kepha akusizi konke akumelanga ukuthi sibe zizigqila zalezo zinto.
It cannot master us.
Akufanele ukuthi lento isibuse.
Slavery is horrible.
Ukugqilazwa into kubi.
I also have a computer science degree. I want to show you my desk back in the U.S. I don't hate technology. But this desk did great damage to me. And I was not doing anything sinful.
Bengenzi izinto eziqala noma izinto eziyisona.
I have done things sinful. And from time to time, I do sin. But at this desk, I was making Christian television and radio shows. But the stimulation from the screens was too much for me. And I suffered a medical condition called anhedonia. It means numbing of the emotions. I'll explain this with brain scans in a moment. But I have a word from God for parents and grandparents here. From this point on, you are going to see things that will disturb you. And many will think, oh my, what have I done to my child? What have I done to my grandchild? I have purchased video games and tablets for them. Please hear my heart. No one has caused these damages that you will see on purpose.
Ngoba abaningi abakwenzanga lo abawenzanga lo monakalo ngamabomu.
You are not under condemnation here today.
Kushukuthi angeshukuthi manje sengathi ngiyanehlulela namuhla.
There's no parent or school that I know.
Akukho umzali noba isikolo engisaziyo.
Who set out to cause addiction in children.
Abathi sifuna ukuthi silimaze lezi zingane noba lezi zingane sifuna zigqilazwe yilokho.
But yet they have done this.
Kodwa bakwenzile lokho. Ngokungenhloso.
But we are not under condemnation because we did not do it intentionally.
Kodwa akushukuthi anehlulelwa ngoba anikwenzanga ngamabomu.
We see this in restaurants all over the world.
Siyakubona lesi sithombe esifana nalesi nobuya e restaurant emhlabeni wonke.
And the reason their heads will go down, up, is because of this.
Uma ubona abantu bebuka ama cellphone, amakhanda ayaphansi ayaphezulu kungenxa yalezinto.
The reward circuits in their brain.
Manje la emqondweni kukhona indawo yentokozo.
Has been taken over by a chemical.
Manje uthola ukuthi le ndawo kukhona ama chemical.
It's known as the happy chemical. It is called dopamine. Dopamine is not bad. Until we get too much. We need dopamine to learn. We need dopamine to feel God's presence. An infant needs dopamine to smile at the mother. Dopamine is why the baby smiles. But when we stimulate the brain artificially, we with drugs and the technology drugs, dopamine levels become too much. And that's where the problems begin. We will look at children like this. And we will say, wow. Look how smart that child is. But the truth is, that tablet was made that way. To be very simple. That is why our grandparents are now getting addicted. You know why you laugh? Because it's true. The child that I just showed you will show a measurable increase in learning for just a few minutes. And then the chemical takes over. And the learning completely leaves. And yet the child will do this for hours. And we will say, wow. They're learning so much. But then there's the truth. And neuroscience provides the truth. Education video games and education apps are just as addictive as their non-education video games and apps.
Ayafana nala angawona wokufundisa ngokuthi ngomsebenzi awenza emqondweni womuntu noma onakalo akwazi ukwenza emqondweni yomuntu.
The brain doesn't operate on content.
Ingqondo yomuntu ayisebenzi ngokuthi ingaba le video yafundisa na noba ayifundisi.
The brain operates on stimulation.
Kodwa isebenza ngokuthi lokhu okuyivideo kuyithinta kanjani umqondo womuntu.
All video games provide stimulation.
Wonke ama video games noba yafundisi noba ayifundisi enza ukuyithinta ingqondo athinta indawo yentokozo engqondweni yomuntu.
Therefore all video games produce too much dopamine.
Manje kusho ukuthi wonke ama video games enza idopamine le esikhulume ngakho ukuthi yenza ukuthi umuntu ajabule.
Let's talk about the technology used to measure the brain.
Manje sizobuka ukuthi kusetshenziswani ukuqala ukusebenza kwengqondo.
EEG.
Lento kuthiwa EEG.
Electroencephalogram. We use this at UNISA.
Yasetshenziswa lento eUNISA.
Also used is the MRI.
Cishe bazobazi abanye le MIR iscan lesi eqalwa ngaso ukusebenza kwengqondo.
And there are other technologies that I will show you later.
Sobona nezinye emva kwesikhathi.
I want to show you some brain animations that I designed.
Ngizonibonisa amanye ama animations engawenza.
I designed these from a scientist and clinical psychologist called Dr. Archibald Hart.
Ngokuthathela konke lokhu kule ncwadi ka Dr. Archibald.
He's originally from South Africa.
Ungumuntu osuka la eNingizimu Afrika.
His daughter teaches in Virginia, where I live in the U.S.
Indodakazi yakhe ifundisa eVirginia lapho engihlala khona eMelika.
So based on his work, I created this.
Ngomsebenzi awenzayo ngadala lokhu.
The little dot there is where we feel pleasure.
Lela chashazane elincane leliya ilapho umuntu ezwa khona injabulo.
The technical name is nucleus accumbens.
Kusho ukuthi igama lakhona le technical kuthiwa nucleus accumbens.
When I showed you the cartoon of the millennial and Jesus,
uma nginibonisa lokhuya lesa sithombe besino insizwe behleli noJesu.
Your eyes looked at the screen.
Amehlweni abukela esithombe.
I stimulated your brain.
Nakwazi ukuthi ingqondweni ikwazi ukubona lokhu.
And dopamine was released and stimulated you.
Kwasuka idopamine yeza lapha emqondweni.
And I knew you had received dopamine because I heard you laughing. And there's nothing wrong with it. Until you get too much. And when you get too much, the brain starts to fight back. It builds a wall in the brain. It's different chemicals trying to push out all of the extra dopamine.
Manje kusho ukuthi ungama chemical ahlukile azama ukuthi amelane nale dopamine eningi kakhulu.
And we don't like to be cut off from dopamine.
Manje tena stand ukuthi idopamine ibe ncane.
When you take the tablet away from your child,
uma ukthatha itablet le computer ingane yakho edlala ngayo.
They don't like you.
Abakuthandi lokho kwenzayo.
They're angry.
Bathukuthela.
Because of that wall.
Ngenxa yalolu yadonga.
God is not mad at you.
UNkulunkulu akaxabananga nawe.
But he wants us to understand what is going on.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi siqonde lokho okwenzekayo.
Because that wall shuts out God.
Ngoba lo luyadonga luyamvimba uNkulunkulu.
It shuts out a like to have relationship with people.
Luvimba ukuthi ungabi nabo ubudlelwano obuhle nabantu.
We would rather look at a screen than a person.
Kube ngcono ukubuka nje screen se-cellphone noma i-computer kunokuthi ubuke abantu.
If you understand, would you please say amen?
Uma uyaqonda ngasho ukuthi amen.
You know what God wants to do?
Niyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukwenzani?
Send revival by getting that wall down.
Ufuna ukuthi kufinyelele imvuselelo kuwe ngokuthi kubhidlize lolwadonga.
So that we enjoy him more than a tablet.
Ukuthi sithokozele yena ngaphezu kwamakhompyutha namaselfone.
As the wall grows,
manje uma lukhula lolidonga,
the symptoms start to appear.
Manje kuba khona izinkomba ezivelayo empilweni yomuntu.
The symptoms that I will describe to you are for digital addiction.
Manje lezi nkomba zezabantu asebehlukumezeka kakhulu indaba zamakhompyutha, izikrini namaselfone.
But I would like to briefly talk about other addictions.
Kodwa ngisathanda ukuthi ngikhulume futhi nangezinye izinto ezigqilazayo.
For the alcoholic,
njengalabo abaphuza utshwala kakhulu,
this happens in their brain,
kuyenzeka lokho engqondweni yabo,
but they would have liver problems,
kodwa futhi babe nenkinga zesibindi.
To the smoker,
bobhemayo,
their brains look like this,
ingqondo zabo nazo zibonakala zinje,
but they have lung problems,
kodwa babe nenkinga yamaphaphu.
To the heroin addict who puts it in their vein,
kulaba bantu abasebenzisa isidakamizwa ze heroin abafaka la emthanjweni bajova emthambo yabo,
their brain looks like this,
imqondo yabo nayo ibonakala nje,
but they may have emotional problems,
kodwa babe nenkinga zama emotions zemizwa,
such as paranoia, being afraid all the time.
Abantu basabe kakhulu esikhathi esiningi.
For the digital addict, the technology addict, this also happens in their brains. And here are their symptoms. Anger and tantrums. Anxiety and depression to combined. Irritability. Attention deficits. They cannot concentrate and focus. Artificially created ADHD.
Attention deficit.
A loss of sleep. A repeated loss of sleep creates mental disorders all by themselves.
Umuntu uma engakutholi ukulala kakuhle isikhathi esiningi kuzomphazamisa engqondweni.
And as I've already mentioned, anhedonia or emotional numbness.
Ubekho umuntu akwazi ukuthi ama emotions noma singathi imizwa yakhe ingasebenzi kakuhle.
Have you ever heard children say, "I'm bored, I'm bored"?
Njengomuntu ashesha boreka, hayi sengiborekile manje.
So you say, "Go outside and play."
Uthamba uyodlala phandle.
And what do they say? That's boring.
Bathi hayi kuyabhora lokho.
Give me the tablet.
Bafuna itablet, bafuna icomputer, bafuna iscreen.
Playing outside generates the proper amount of dopamine.
Ngoba ukudlala phandle kwenza idopamine e-right.
The tablet produces this much.
Kodwa i-tablet ne-screen zenza i-dopamine eningi.
Which happy chemical do you think they're going to take?
Manje uzothatha akuphi makhona le ncane nale nkulu.
As much as they can get.
Uzothatha lokho okukhulu nobo okukhulu kakhulu angakuthola.
If this makes sense to you, would you please say amen?
Uma nikwazi ukuqonda lokho ningasho nithi amen.
Thank you. Would anyone like to guess the average age of a video gamer?
Kubani ongathanda ukuthi aqagele ukuthi abantu abadlala ama game bangakanani iaverage yabo iminyaka? Kubani othanda ukuqagela?
I'm hearing 10.
It says 10 years.
5.
Abantu bathi 5 years.
It's 35.
35. Shotuma shuma mathathu nanhlanhla.
All over the world, we're seeing marriages break up.
Siyabona emhlabeni wonke kukhona ama divorce.
These are millennials who were raised with technology.
Shoti laba bantu abakhule bekhula ngetechnology.
Who would rather follow Jesus on Twitter than in person?
Unoba babalandele uJesu kuTwitter kunoba bamlandele uqobo.
And now they have children.
Manje banengane.
Called Generation Z.
Generation Z.
So in the average home around the world, there are two layers of severe addiction.
And
the only thing that I have seen to help this problem is the anointing of God which still breaks the yoke. The science can be helpful, but only Jesus heals. And I have a word from God for the 35-year-old video gamers.
Manje nginezwi elivela kuNkulunkulu maqondana nalo muntu one 35 years odlala ama games.
When I was a child,
ngisengumntwana,
I spoke as a child.
Ngakhuluma njengengane.
I understood as a child.
Sorry, I just wanna read.
Okay.
Usho ukuthi encwadini yokuqala kwabaseKorinte isahluko 13 verse 11 kufundeka kanje ukuthiwa lapho ngisengumntwana ngangikhuluma okomntwana.
But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. This is not the first time in history that we have seen addiction all around the world, where very intelligent people were telling the people on earth that something was good for you when in fact it was not good for you. This is a poster from
1942.
Advertising cigarettes. And these same doctors would smoke on television to show how safe it was. They would tell pregnant ladies, you should smoke because it will calm your nerves. In fact, it did calm their nerves. Because the tobacco has chemicals that causes
dopamine.
But at the same time, it was causing cancer. It took 40 years to change this. I was in Cambodia not long ago. And I noticed how they advertise Camel cigarettes. They're trying to get pregnant mothers now to stop smoking.
Manje bayazama ukuthi batshele omama abakhulelwe ukuthi bayeke ukubhema ugwayi.
Certain elements of technology are not good for us.
Kukhona izinto la kwi technology ezingasifanele zimbi ebantwini.
And it's causing brain and emotional problems.
Zenza ukuthi umuntu athikamezeke engqondweni ngisho nasemzweni yakhe.
Let's look at another technology to measure the brain's activity.
Make sibuke ezinye izinto ekuhlolwa ngazo ukusebenza kwengqondo.
These are called SPECT scans.
Kuthiwa I SPECT scan.
For the doctors here.
Odokotela bakhona.
It stands for single photon emission computed tomography, but that's okay.
Kusho ukuthi kumele lokho akusho.
This is a baseline of a healthy brain. Which you measure a damaged brain next to.
Manje uma kukhona uqhathanisa ngawo lokuthi umqondo ophilile unje ubone ukuthi lo omunye ulimele kangakanani ingqondo yomuntu.
To see how far it has deviated from normal.
Ubone ukuthi le enye ingqondo ilimele kanjani isuke kanjani ekuphileni yaye kungaphilini.
The next brain scan is of someone who smokes marijuana.
Ushukuthi le enyenzo ibonise yomuntu obhema insangu dagha. Uyabona ukuthi limele kanjani ingqondo yakhe.
These are physical brain injuries of football players who have had concussions.
Manje uyabona abanye abalimele abadlala i-football babe sebeshayisana kakhulu ngamakhanda balimala umqondo.
Cocaine brain.
Le ingqondo yomuntu obhema cocaine.
Brain imaging scans show that digital addiction is close to that one.
Manje kuyabonakalisa ukuthi uma uhlola umqondo wabo ukuthi ulimele ngalendlela esibona la.
And some activities it is close to heroin addiction.
Ezinye zenziwa ukubhema iheroin.
This is the normal brain on the left.
Manje siyabona futhi ngakwesokhohlo umqondo ophilile.
This is a brain on heroin that came through a needle in the vein.
Le ingqondo engapha ibonakalisa iheroin umuntu ojova iheroin egazini lakhe.
And the worst one of all is the pornography brain.
Kodwa okubi kakhulu ukulimala komqondo, umqondo olinyazwa iphorography, abantu ababuka izithombe sabantu abanqunu.
And that drug came through the eyes from a phone.
Leyo nto yenziwa ngumuntu obuka iphornography lapha efonini.
Stimulation comes many ways.
Kushukothi ukulimala kwengqondo kuza ngendlela eziningi.
Including phones and tablets and video games and social media.
Nangama phone, nangama tablet, nangama video games.
Dr. Daniel Amen, where I got these scans, where I obtained these scans.
Dr. Daniel Amen, lo engithole kuye lezi zithombe zengqondo.
Also provides treatment.
Uya batreat abantu abasiza abantu sebelimela umqondo.
On the left is the before treatment and on the right is after treatment.
Siyabona ngapha ngakwesokhohlo ukuthi ngaphambi kokuthi abasebenza abasize ngapha ngakwesokudla ilapho sesizamile ukuthi abasize khona.
You might be thinking, what did the doctor do?
Ungabuza ukuthi ngaba wenzeni udokotela ubasiza kanjani laba bantu?
Was it months of treatment and lots of other drugs to help?
Ngaba usebenzisa inyanga eziningi ukuthi abasize usebenzisa namanye ama drug ukuthi izibe ngcono imiqondo yabo.
No, it was actually much simpler than that.
Kodwa akubanga akakwenzanga konke lokho.
The good doctor had them to repent.
Udokotela wathi kudingeka ukuthi baphenduke.
In other words, they had to stop the drug. And God built into us a marvelous thing. It's called healing.
UNkulunkulu wenze kithi into esisimanga ukuphilisa.
And with his anointing.
Ngokugcobo lwakhe.
And his shed blood.
Negazi lakhe elaphalala esiphambanweni.
God will bring us to a place of healing.
UNkulunkulu yakwazi ukusiletha lapho singaphiliswa khona.
Technology has brought multitasking to us.
Manje, i-technology yenza ukuthi umuntu azame ukwenza into eziningi ngesikhathi esodwa.
This is a big topic.
Manje kwento enkulu le ekhulunywayo.
I've written much on this.
Ngibhale kaningi ngalokho.
I only have time to cover a small portion. Multitasking is trying to do multiple things at the same time. Neuroscience has tested this extensively.
Manje lo sifundo se neuroscience sihlolile lokhu senza ucwaneko ngako kaningi.
And the results are in. There is not one human being on earth who can do this. No one can receive two or more streams of data at the same time into their brain.
And
yet when I say that in schools, the students look at me as though I am crazy.
Abafundi bangibuka kube ngathi ngisangena.
And then I give them a test.
Manje ngibese ngibahlola.
I ask them to multitask.
Ngithi make benze into eziningi ngesikhathi esodwa.
I put a written poem on the screen.
Ngibhale amagama la eskrinini.
A very simple poem.
Amagama anganzima kakhulu.
And at the same time, I play a second poem being read.
And
then I ask them to multitask and pay attention to both. And then I give them a very basic quiz.
Test.
I don't quiz them on the entire poem. Of either one. I only ask who can quote the first line of each poem. In all of the hundreds of thousands of people that I've spoken to, not one person has ever passed the test.
Kuba bonke abantu abangama wakawake esengikhulume ngabo nabo akho noyedwa wake waphumelela. The test.
The brain can only do one thing at a time.
Ingqondo yomuntu kwazi ukwenza into eyodwa ngesikhathi esodwa.
And the more we try to do two or more things,
uma sizama ukwenza izinto ezimbili noma eziningi,
the dopamine gets out of control.
Idopamine iyanda kakhulu.
And the learning goes down.
Ukufunda kuyehla.
Have you ever been having coffee with someone?
And
their phone rings.
And
very quickly they forget you and grab their
phone. And
they're going, No translation
needed.
Now, I know you've never done this to anyone. It's only been done to
you.
But when it was done to you, did you get irritated?
You
know why? It's because you know they can't
multitask.
If you gave them a test on your conversation, they would fail the test. And you know the most dangerous part of all of this? We're treating God the same way. We start off paying attention to Him. But then we end up going, Amen. God is not mad at us. He misses us. Because the plans that he has for us are not to harm us, but they are good. He has a wonderful hope and future for us. And he does not want us to miss out because of a phone. I speak in universities and schools all over the world. My wife is often with me. And she will hide in a balcony somewhere with a camera. And she will videotape students whilst I'm speaking. I was recently at a university in South Carolina. And we have video footage. 80% of the students were on their phone while I was speaking to them. And if I were to ask them, can you multitask? Do you know what they would say? Dude, of course we can. But if I were to quiz them, they would fail on a test of what I was speaking about. And the university went to great expense to bring me to their school. It happens in churches as well. In this particular video that I will show you, I had just been brought to the podium. My wife was videotaping from across the church. And already, this young adult was video gaming. Halfway through my sermon, my wife moved to a different part of the church. And this is what she videotaped. This went on the entire sermon. Their little thumbs just going,
wait.
The guy in the back is asleep. Sleep loss. If I were to ask these young men, how did I preach today? They would say to me, you are awesome. If I were to say to them, can you multitask? They would say, dude, that's what we do. But if I were to say to them, what did I preach on? They would say, No translation needed. But if they were honest men of God, where does God say he wants truth? In the Psalms, God tells us he wants truth in the innermost part. If these young men were to tell the truth, you know what they would say? They would say, Brad, you're a nice guy, but your preaching is boring. Therefore, we video gamed the entire service. That's the truth, because that's what they did. And do you know why? It's because preaching,
ngoba ukushumayela,
Bible reading,
ukufunda iBhayibheli,
worshiping,
ukukhonza,
generates the proper amount of dopamine.
Kwenza idopamine encane eright eyanele.
But these young men came to church with a wall in their brain.
Kodwa laba basha bezenkonzweni benalolo dongo sengqondweni yabo.
Because they are addicted.
Ngoba bagqilazwa ilento.
And if we take away the dopamine,
uma thina sikhipha idopamine,
they have anger and anxiety.
Bathukuthela futhi bangakwazi ukuba batube kahle imizwa yabo.
So they video game.
Manje badlala ama game.
Because this much dopamine is boring.
Ngoba idopamine encane iyababhora.
And this much is exciting.
Kanti le ibenze bathokoze bajabule.
And until that wall comes down,
manje kudingeka ukuthi lo lidonga lwehle.
They will never find God exciting.
Ngeke babone uNkulunkulu kumnandi kuba noNkulunkulu.
They will never find academics exciting.
Angeke babone ukuthi ukufunda kumnandi.
If I'm making sense to you, would you please say amen?
Uma nikwazi ukuqonda lokho engikushoyo ningathi amen.
We need revival. Where God is the most exciting thing on earth.
Lapho uNkulunkulu number 1 empilweni yethu.
From the video that I just showed you.
Kule video engitshengise yona.
I want you to understand something that's happening all over the world.
Ngithanda ukuthi nibone into eyenzekayo emhlabeni wonke.
There are exceptions.
Kukhona abantu abahlukile.
But the exceptions are small.
Kodwa bambalwa.
In the global picture,
uma sibuka emhlabeni wonke,
the students and children under our care,
abafundi nengane eziphansi kwethu,
are no longer being discipled and mentored by us.
Asafundiswa yithi.
They are being transformed by the culture through their devices.
Kodwa bafundiswa gama cell phone nama computer lezinto abaziphathayo abasathola ukufunda ngithi.
This mission has seen great moves of God.
Le mission ibone ukusebenza okukhulu kaNkuluNkulu.
And yet I have been to the schools in this community near here.
Kodwa ngengavakashela izikole kule ndawo ezizungezela.
And I can tell you that the students,
kodwa ngantshela ukuthi abafundi,
are far more stimulated by the culture.
Abaningi bathintwa kakhulu lusiko olubazungezile.
Than they are with our God.
Ngaphezu kaNkuluNkulu.
God never called us to be part of the culture.
UNkulunkulu akasibizelanga emasikweni.
God called us to separate ourselves from the culture.
Kodwa usibize ukuthi sizahlukanise.
And to be a holy people.
Sibe ngabantu abangcwele.
For without holiness we will not see God.
Ngoba ngaphandle kobungcwele asikwazi ukumbona uNkulunkulu.
Can you say amen? So where does technology fit?
Manje i-technology ivela kuphi na?
I hope this next part makes sense.
Ngithemba ukuthi lokho nizokuqonda.
You know Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word?
Niyazi Microsoft Excel ne Microsoft Word.
No one has ever come to me.
Akekho umuntu okwafika kimi.
And said to me,
what to give me?
Please pray for me, I'm addicted to Excel.
Akekho umuntu okwafika kimi wathi, hey, ngiyacela ukuthi ungikhulekise ngoba hey, u Excel umgqilazile.
Help me, I can't get enough of Word.
No wathi, hey, ngicela ungisize. Word ngiqilazeka kakhulu ngword kushuthi le program ye computer.
No one has ever said to me,
akekho umuntu wathi kimi,
I just love my GPS, I take it to bed with me.
Ngiyathanda iGPS yami, ngilala nayo.
And yet those parts of technology are extremely useful to us.
Kodwa zonke lezinto ze technology zizinto esisebenzisayo futhi sinomsebenzi kithi.
But no one gets addicted to them.
Kodwa umuntu akagqilazeki yizo.
What I am talking about are the entertainment aspects of technology.
Ushuthi lokho engikhuluma ngakho ilezi zinto ze technology ezimthokozisayo umuntu.
that generates large quantities of dopamine. Not those aspects of technology that are helpful. But we don't fall in love with. Solutions. Revival, God at work among us. Did you enjoy Reverend Erlo last night? Amen. I want to quote from him from this excellent book that most of you would certainly know about. Because this is the solution. Erlo's impression was confirmed. A few weeks after the prayer of that woman, those gathered together in prayer experienced something beyond description. The Spirit of God came over them, and they sensed a strong wind and heard a sound. A tremendous conviction of sin came over them. And at the same time, an inexpressible assurance of the presence of God. And from Uncle Angus, what amazes me is that every revival or awakening that God brings about has certain elements that are in common. The main one is repentance. People are always called to repent, to change from their wicked ways. Repent, therefore, and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. What does digital repentance or detox look like? Much work has been done in South Korea, Japan, and China.
South Korea has
400 digital detox rehabilitation centers.
South Korea has 400.
And they are detoxing children as young as 3. I've been there. So we know how long it takes for the brain to reset. Four to 6 weeks. And you cannot have screens at all, including television. And then the brain scans show the activity beginning to return. Rule number one. 80% of the problems that I've been speaking about happen in our bedrooms with technology. We need to get it out. Don't ask your child, go in and take it out. Amen. You're not their friend, you're their parent. Some social media is good. But when left alone with a child, it is killing us. But if the entire family uses the very same account, your children will hide nothing. Because there you are. Turn off all push notifications. No rings, dings, vibrations. No notifications. No zzz, bum, bing, ding, bum, ding. No translation needed on that. Cortisol levels in the brain. Stress hormones. Build. When you hear it, when you feel it, and the only way to get relief from that stress is to pick it up and get dopamine. Stress, dopamine. Stress, dopamine. Am I making sense to you? Break the loop. Get out of the addiction. If you or your children are addicted, this must happen.
Keep on my phone, flip phones.
I have never seen a healthy brain scan of a video gamer. Replace all video games with board games and card games.
And
if you repent of video game playing, do not sell your video games, otherwise you become a drug pusher. No multitasking. Do one thing at a time with complete concentration. One conversation at a time with no phones, face to face. Replace all electronic babysitters with humans.
Amen.
No
TV.
No TV. No music when studying and sleeping. Music is good for you, but not when studying and sleeping. Get out in nature a lot. I want to end with two things and then we'll take some questions. This is a neuroscience research project.
Manje kushukothi logo I project ye neuroscience research
on the world's number one selling video game.
Go video game ekhona number one la emhlabeni.
And I believe the most addictive.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi yona egqilaza abantu abaningi.
And it's not Fortnite.
It's not?
It's not a game called Fortnite.
Yeah, and akuyo I Fortnite.
It's called Minecraft.
Minecraft.
They are studying the brains of three children who are triplets.
Manje bafunda babheka imqondo yabantu abadlala ama game.
Little Noah is very addictive. He's the one on the right.
UNoah lo omncane nguyena owayiqhilazeke kakhulu iyo le umqondo wakhe ngokwesokudla.
His brother and sister are not affected because they're not addicted.
Manje udadwabo nomfowabo bona umqondo wabo awuna u right ngoba abadlala ama game.
They have lots of color in their brains.
Uzobona ukuthi kukhona umbala oyela umqondweni wabo kubase kahle.
That means they are very balanced and very healthy.
Kusho ukuthi yaphila inqondo yabo futhi ine balance ekahle.
Noah's brain is very unhealthy.
Kodwa lo mqondo ka Noah wona awuphilanga kahle.
The color is gone.
Uyabona ukuthi lo mbala oyelo usuhambile.
Because he only does one thing.
Ngoba wenza nje into eyodwa.
Minecraft.
Udlala le game ekuthiwa ngu Minecraft.
So he's only showing color in one part of his brain.
Ubona nje umbala obomvanyana endaweni eyodwa enqondweni yakhe.
And it's left this child with anger, anxiety, sleep loss, depression.
Manje ubona lengane ithukuthele ayikwazi ukulala kahle iyacindezeleka futhi engumuntu ocindezeleka depressed.
No interest in academics.
Akanandaba nomsebenzi wesikole.
Bored with God.
Ubhorekile akafuni uNkulunkulu.
Am I making sense to you?
Ngaba kuyezwakala na?
And so they helped him to repent or detox.
Bamsizile ukuthi aphenduke.
They took all screens away from him.
Bathatha zonke screen kuye.
They put him out in nature at a camp for 3 weeks.
Bahamba naye bamse campini amaviki amathathu.
Brothers and sisters, this is why I came to talk to you.
Bodadwethu nabafowethu ingakho ngifike ukuthi ngikhulume nani.
After just 21 days,
emva kwamaviki amathathu kuphela,
they brought this child back into the MRI.
Bambuyisa lo mntwana bahlola umqondo wakhe.
They rescanned his brain.
Bahlola inqondo yakhe ukuthi ime kanjani.
And I want to show you what happened to this child.
Ngifuna ubonise ukuthi inqondo yakhe ibe njani emva kwamaviki amathathu.
This is what God wants to do to the body of Christ, bring revival.
Ilogo uNkulunkulu athanda ukwenza emzimbeni kaChrist ukuze kube khona imvuselelo.
He wants the wall to come down and the color to come back.
Ufuna udonga enqondweni yakho lwehle.
Do you love Jesus?
Uyamthanda uJesu na?
This is what he will do for us because he is a good God.
Yiko lokho afuna ukuthi kwenzeke kithi ngoba uNkulunkulu omuhle.
We are in trouble around the world with our youth.
Sisenkingeni emhlabeni wonkana nabasha bethu.
Youth from the age of 35 and down.
Ukushukuthi abasha kusukela ku 35 kuye phansi.
And before I pray, I want to describe this to you.
Ngaphambi kokuthi ngikhuleke ngithanda ukuthi sikhulume ngalesi sithombe lesi.
We see this all over the world.
Sibona lokho emhlabeni wonkana.
This is a picture of deep, deep intimacy.
Manje lesi sithombe lesi sibona abantu abanobudlelwane obukhulu.
They have given their hearts to this.
Ushukuthi banike inhliziyo yabo yonke kulento abayenzayo.
And they are always available.
Futhi sonke isikhathi basoloko bekwenza lokhu ukubukana nalezi screens ama cellphone nama computer.
Their mind is always on that.
Imqondo wabo unjalo ukulento bayenzayo.
See?
Yabona ke.
And this is what Jesus is saying through my research and work.
Ilogu inkosu Jesu ekushoyo ngalolucwaningo.
He's telling me to tell my family all around the world.
Uyangitshela ukuthi ngitshele umndeni wami wonke emhlabeni wonkana.
I wish my people.
Uthi ngifisa ukuthi abantu bami
felt that way about me.
Bangazizwela benobudlelana obunjena kanye nami.
I wish they would stare at my face all the time.
Ufisa ngathi bangabuka uJesu sonke isikhathi.
I wish my people loved me like that. God is saying, I want to pour out my spirit on this generation. And I want them to experience what their grandparents have experienced. But we have to detox and repent first. And he will help us. Because he is a good God. May I pray for us? Jesus, I love my family here. Please do not let anyone come under condemnation. Please do not allow anyone to have a spirit of fear. Bring to our family godly repentance out of your kindness. Help us, God, to deal with this digital world that we live in. Break the addictions in us. Forgive us for our idolatry to the culture. And God, please send revival. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you. They asked me to be willing to answer questions for just a few minutes, and I'm happy to take two or three questions, and then I'll hang out for a while. And so I'm not sure what they may have organized in terms of a microphone. I have no idea. Not true with other drugs. And for the severely addicted video gamers, sometimes they will back them off gradually. But there comes a point when 6 weeks you go with nothing. And the withdrawals are bad, but you get healed. If multitasking has a time-saving effect, and there are present time constraints, not all multitasking is to be seen as wrong. Multitasking does not work at all. And when you measure it and test it in the laboratory, productivity goes extremely down. There are many businesses around the world who have corrected this. And the productivity has gone way up. And when the productivity goes up, what else goes up? The money. It never works, and it never saves time, ever. If possible, please comment on the imminent dangers of 5G, 5 gigahertz. There are prominent doctors around the world who are showing that it is causing
ababonisa ukuthi kwenze u 5G wenza.
Skin rashes.
Kusho ukuthi wenza ukuthi umuntu abe I rash abe ne namaqoboke la esikhumbeni.
Extreme nausea.
Afune ukuphalaza ukuhlanza.
And illnesses that are not yet understood.
Nezinye izifo ezingakaqondakali.
Governments are resistant to that. For obvious reasons, money is to be made. Does cybercrime come from digital cocaine, or is there any relationship? Cybercrime is still a crime of greed.
The question is, what is 5G?
You know 3G, 4G?
Nyazi, 3G, no 4G. They say no.
3G is the speed with which you connect to the internet with your phone.
Kushukuthi isispeed oxhuma ngayo internet ku phone ya.
3G is this fast?
Kushukuthi I 3G ishesha kangaka.
4G is this fast.
4G ishesha kangaka.
5G is as big as this room.
5G ibe nkulu kakhulu ishanga speed esikhulu kakhulu.
Technology increases exponentially.
Kushukuthi le technology ikhula kakhulu kakhulu.
The world is about to change again.
Manje umhlaba uzoguquka futhi.
With 5G, it is the way we are going to connect to the internet.
Manje ngo 5G kuzoba indlela le umuntu akwazi ukuxhuma ngayo ku internet.
It is a wireless technology.
We technology lapho ekusetshenziswa khona ngaphandle kokuxhuma ngezincingo, xhume nje wireless.
In which antennas will be placed in front of all of our homes.
Kushukuthi kuzoba khona nje ama aerials emakhaya ngakumakhaya.
So that our computers can connect wirelessly to the internet.
Ukuze amakhompyutha yethu akwazi ukuxhumana kwi-internet ngaphandle kwencingo.
Those waves,
kushukuthi lama waves la,
from the antenna,
asuka kulama area,
operate at a very high frequency called 5 gigahertz.
Asebenza ngefrequency noba ngokusheshsha okumangalisayo lokho ekuthiwa ngu-5 gigahertz ifrequency yakhona.
And when they hit the body,
uma eshaya emzimbeni,
it causes changes in the body.
Yenza ukuguquka emzimbeni wakho.
And so doctors are very worried around the world.
Manje odokotela bahlupheka ngalokho emhlabeni wonke.
Think we have time for maybe one more? I'm a little bit over my time and I don't want to impose on the next speaker.
Manje kushukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile sasingacela ukuthi imimbuzo.
Is it possible to reach a level of addiction that is irreversible?
Kushukuthi kungenzeka na ukuthi umuntu afinyelele lapho angeke besakwazi ukuthi asizakale khona.
Without God, yes.
Kushukuthi ngaphandle kwaNkulunkulu kunjalo.
But with God, all things are possible.
Kodwa kuNkulunkulu zonke izinto zingenzeka.
Amen. Thank you very much. I love you. They're giving me permission to take one more. Is that okay with you? This is a very good question.
I'm
going to deal with this one. iPhones are reading on a tablet versus reading on paper.
Manje umbuzo uthi ngaba ukhona nomehluko ekufundeni ephepheni nokufunda efonini.
Do you remember paper?
Ngiyakhumbula iphepha.
There have been brain studies done.
Manje sekwenziwe ukuhlolwa kwengqondo.
Wow, we're being bombarded with questions. It's great. They gave this side of the room, let's say,
banikeza lelicala lendlu,
a novel printed on paper.
I novel ibhalwe ephepheni, printwe ephepheni.
They gave this side of the room,
banikezwa lelihlangothi lwendlu,
the exact same book
lencwadi efanayo
on a tablet.
Kodwa babanikeza ngetablet, kusho ukuthi kulama computer amancane.
And they had them read it.
Bathi mabafunde.
And then they tested their comprehension, how much they learned. The group who read on paper scored significantly higher than this group who read on the tablet. I've never had anybody applaud for that before. That is excellent. Then they studied the brain to figure out why. They wanted to know why the paper group scored better than the E group. The screen for this
group
was putting the brain in an artificial environment. And the brain was releasing a lot of chemicals. Dopamine. And the chemicals were keeping them from learning. The brains of this group were calm. And so they learned more. And they did a similar study with taking notes. People who took notes on paper scored significantly higher than those who typed on a device. Thank you very much.